Well, good afternoon, folks. Another day in life, trying to figure out all of the secrets that are going on all around. So many things that are going on right underneath our nose, yet we cannot see or touch them or seem to realize that they're going on. You know, one of the individuals I have to respect, that's Bill Koop. I suppose some pretty nefarious goings government and illustrated very well how the Jesuit influence was a serious, serious problem. So that most people realize, those who speak in condemnation of it risk their lives to do so. And some people say, oh, that's just being dramatic. Well, then just look what happened to Bill. And many of the deep souls who have pointed out the crimes committed by them. And such crime was committed in Waco, Texas. Vatican-controlled government massacred men and children. Why do I say the Jesuit Vatican manipulated government? Let's see who's really manipulated from the beginning. Starting from the top of Jesuit George Jesuit William Jefferson Clinton. Born William Jefferson Blythe. Education in Hot Springs. Clinton attended St. John's Catholic Elementary School, Ramble Elementary. In 1963, two influential moments in Clinton's life contributed to his decision to become a public figure. One was a visit to the White House to meet President John F. Kennedy as a Boys Nation senator. With the aid of scholarships, Clinton attended the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., receiving a Bachelor of Science in Foreign Service in 1968. He spent the summer of 1967, the summer before his senior year, working as an intern for Arkansas Senator J. William Fulbright. While in college, he became the brother of Alpha Phi Omega and was elected Phi Beta Kappa. He was also a member of Youth Order of De Mole, but he never actually became a full-fledged Freemason. He is a member of Kappa Kappa Psi's National Honorary Band Fraternity Incorporated, and upon graduation, a Rhodes Scholarship to University College Oxford, where he studied government. There's a really interesting picture that I'm publishing on Resurrect the Republic of Clinton, standing next to Georgetown University's president. Before and after Reno credit for the public burning of Branch Davidian, she also keynote speaks several Jesuit universities. She was also endorsed by Jesuit coadjutor Martin Sheen. I don't know if all of you remember Martin Sheen in his Hawaiian shirts parading around campaigning for Janet Reno. Where one really nice photo of him, Lipkin her. With her potential opponent's brother in the White House, Janet Reno looked at his best thing. President portrayer Martin Sheen to help her gubernatorial campaign. Sheen, who played President Josiah Bartle on NBC's West Wing, rallied retirement community with the former U.S. Attorney General seeking to oust Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother. Sheen headlined a $250 per plate per person fundraiser at the Baltimore Hotel. Played again with their events in Orlando, Tampa. Sheen said the Florida governor's race is important to the country's Democrats because of what's going on here the last few years and what happened here in the fall of 2000. Now, just think to one of the only major Hollywood outspoken critics on 9/11 would be his son. I don't know if any of you remember his immediate reaction after Charlie came out and started talking about this, but all you know that not too long after Charles Sheen came out, because he knows a lot more than many people realize, being the son who I am, I can promise you that. But then Charlie was his reputation. Well, we know what happened. Director of the FBI at the time, Louis Free, who was trained by the Congregation of Christian Brothers and Islam Catholic, made an article about Free claims that this afternoon, Resurrect the Republic, is called The FBI's Catholic Church. Now, Louis Free, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, President David O'Connell, and Cardinal Greg Bluff Austin, all together in a nice photo publishing the FBI's basically of Vatican itself. Its creation created so much controversy at the time when the public found that they were going to have federal agents, and back then were a little bit more in tune.